Dr. V, the great tasting healthy energy drink with no chemicals and low sugar. There's no jitters and no crash. So quit the crap and upgrade your energy drink.
Husey, Ed and Erin Molan, 104.1 Today FM.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
Today FM morning crew catch up with Husey, Ed and Erin.
Friday, everybody.
Sorry, Jack. Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, go.
The show can't start until Erin's ring light.
Yeah,
does look good. How's it going, Ezzy? You happy with your ring light?
It's not positioned. Wasn't turned on and it's not positioned well, but it looks
Is that on every day?
Yes, it just wasn't on this morning.
You notice that the giant beam of light on her and not us?
No, I've never thought about it.
Look what I've got. I've got a red light that blinks at me like going towards a lighthouse.
Well, I'm
going
to get in that light. I had no idea it was there. Because when something's not on and then it is on.
And it creates a weird, like I'm always looking at you like your Harvey Two-Face. It creates a weird shadow on your face.
I'd be happy to be either half of Harvey Two-Face. Mm. He's hot. What's his name? That guy from the thing?
Harvey Dent.
Yeah, from the, what's his name, the actor?
Aaron Eckhart.
Is he hot, is he? Yeah, I don't know who that
solid
is.
Solid man.
But in my defence, I was very happy with what we had until I went to Melbourne for the Australian Open and we used Hamish and Andy's studio, which had like a full lighting setup, and I looked so much better because it's early and I'm not good at hair and makeup.
It's all
about
the lighting, I agree, and we want you to look as good as you possibly can because that's how you create great radio. So it is fantastic to be here. And can we dance? Who wants to get married? We want to have a dance party today.
All right, thanks.
Midnight last night was when it's on, people.
Yeah, big.
Come on, give us some dance music. Come on.
You'll be at the altar in your white dress.
Doofing on. Let's doof it.
No, I want
trance, mate. I want to be like I've been dancing for 36 hours. I haven't slept since last Tuesday, and I'm never.
And what else would you have done if you're in that position?
I just dance. I'm someone who can dance all night on my own.
Yeah, he sweats it up.
I used to dance at gay clubs all night on my own.
Really?
Waiting to find love.
I was going to say, did anyone approach you?
No, there was I used to go to gay clubs because I thought the girls there.
Oh, good.
You know,
point.
They're going to be. I'm their only one. You know, for me, but they went there to not get hassled by dudes.
Yeah.
So when I turned up, I was like, what are you doing here, mate? Who let that freak in?
I'm here to dance, yo. I'm here to dance.
So Jack's still looking for trance.
Just
any doof
what
at all.
What is trance? Like do.
There we go. Whoa.
My God.
Ed's doing a robot.
I can't believe no one came
up
to you.
Yeah, why did you not find
love? Rhythm's overrated. It's all about just feeling awkward.
Oh, now
I'm doing it anyway.
Whoa, yeah!
Come on! Dance, Sydney!
Can we stop now?
Get married.
Get married
today so we can all get on the dance floor. 30 of us.
How long do I have to do this for?
It's really awkward.
We're going to dance the whole show. We're going to LA when we come back.
Are
we?
Oh, can I also just give a special shout out to all the people who are really peeved us about
peeved
the fact
off?
That
what?
Weddings can now go from 300 to 500. Like some poor bloke, his missus wants another 200 people and now the Premier says you can.
500 is a bit much, isn't
it? Exactly. That's so a shout out to those who are really upset about today's news.
That'd be an annoying amount of presents, I reckon.
Yeah. Where would you store them?
Exactly. All right, come
across
on.
Across to LA next.
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
You know what? I'm here to say I was wrong. For years I was going, the light rail is an absolute waste of money. It shut down George Street and life will never be good again because you went to France or wherever you went
Spain.
To Well, somewhere, not Australia, and you brought a company in, you've got no idea about local conditions and they don't know how to dig up streets and put in tracks and then...
And all the businesses that
all the businesses went broke and it's like, you've just cut the city in half and no one's happy.
And the big trees on Anzac Drive as well, there was lots of big historical trees that they protested about losing.
So for years that was me. And you and many people.
No, I was all right. I was comfortable.
No,
with the
I trees. Was angry about it.
I was certainly angry at the Spanish company when they said, "Oh, hey, can we get another bill?
Yeah,
can we get another billion, please?"
Money.
And you couldn't
if you
even
just
get
say
hold of them.
Bill, does it sound less almost like when they're trying to figure out how to ask Gladys? Would they? Have
well, the
a
email. I remember
say...
reading the email. It said, "Hola, Gladys, can we get a bill? Gracias." Spanish company.
Gladys is on later on. We can talk to her about it.
It was a shocking email. I remember when she forwarded it to me, I said, this is shocking, Gladys.
But also, that was the time when everything just wasn't on the tick, you know? When
yeah,
it was
that's
like,
right. You actually had to pay.
Yeah, now everything...
What do you mean everything's on the tick?
Now everything, you just go, oh, yeah, another billion here, another billion there, and future generations can pay. We don't care.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So that's today. Yeah. That was then.
Yes.
So I was anti-light rail, but I have turned around.
I love the light rail. I know you do.
I just love
You're
it.
A light rail guy.
I'm a dude who just taps and gets on. Yep. I tap on, I tap off, I mask on, I mask off.
Yes.
And I live my life and I enjoy
you do.
That smooth ride.
So much so that
you just glide onto it and you just hang out.
I'm aware of how light rail works.
You don't have to. Yeah.
There's no rails where it goes chuk 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 chuk
chuk.
It's not like that.
But you know what? Who let the team down last night? Erin, not you.
No,
I
was there.
You came to the Comedy Store and had a great time.
I laughed more than I've ever laughed. It's very funny. I love jokes.
You drove home responsibly. You'd only had one wine. It was absolutely fine.
It was wonderful. And it's my first weekday wine since I started radio.
Wow, which is hats off to that.
Well, how do I sound this morning?
Thursday.
Thanks.
Now, but me and Ed, I thought we'd get the light rail.
Let's give it some context. We were leaving Entertainment Quarter / Fox Studios / the Big Joint in Centennial Park.
Next to SCG.
I never know what to call it. It changes its name every 6 months.
Moore Park is what it's called Moore now. Park. Entertainment
That's
Quarter.
That's where the light rail gets off at Moore Park.
Right. Harvey Norman owns it. Partially.
What?
Yes. Mr. Norman, Jerry, and also John Singleton, I think, as well.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I think I can't believe that's two things you haven't known this morning.
Right. And anyway, so then we finished at the Comedy Store just after 9 o'clock, right? We had a great
time.
It was about
8:30.
It was 8:30.
I was in the car at 8.
Yeah, of course
were.
No.
Sorry, no, it's superfluous to our needs. You're right.
No,
go on.
People deserve the truth. It was 8:30, mate.
Okay.
And that's part of the story.
It was 8:30.
It was 8:30.
And we're walking out of the Entertainment Quarter, and I just start sort of turning right. I'm like, I'm going over here to where we're going to, you know, where the Uber or the cab or whatever can get us and take us, you know? Mm. And he goes, light rail.
I said light rail.
I go, nah, man. It's too late. And it's not running.
I'm like, no. I said, no, light rail. You tap on. You tap off.
I was so sick of hearing you say, you tap on, you tap off. You sound like Miyagi.
I do it with my watch.
You're a light rail Miyagi.
You tap
Miyagi.
On with your watch.
You're a light rail
tap
Miyagi.
On.
Stop it.
Tap on.
Stop waving your watch at me and saying, tap on.
I don't even need a ticket, mate. I tap on. I tap off.
I tap off listening to you. Just get in the car.
I was so looking forward to that light rail journey.
So he didn't go?
No.
No, he made me get in a taxi. Gonna get the work.
Serious? So how do you let him dominate you?
Because I'm weak, I'm pathetic.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I had to sit in the front.
I know.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I don't mind sitting in the front.
No, because the driver didn't know who he was. He was devastated.
God, if he had been recording that conversation, though, he could have made some money.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were talking smack.
He could have stiffened over that.
I was about to say, did I feature in the conversation?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, did I? What did you say?
We're just leveling your crazy. How crazy is she? But today I found
Morning Crew. Chappelle Corby has been revealed as one of the stars on this season's Dancing with the Stars, which we can confirm. Yeah, I'm deep inside reality television. I can confirm it is being filmed in Sydney at the... Not filmed, it's being rehearsed in Sydney at the moment.
So have they thrown out a helicopter from SAS Australia into the dance studio?
As far as I know, they haven't. But I know her dancer very well. He was with Dami Im on my series.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is Shay. He's from New Zealand.
That's
and he's
fair
a
enough.
Very, very good dancer.
So he should be. He's professional.
Yeah, and I know that he, and these are his words, not mine, he's able to, quote, carry someone around the dance floor better than most.
And so, someone who's horrendous.
Can you actually strap her to him?
No, but what you do is there's a trick that dancers use.
I don't think she'd want to be strapped given her past. Like, strapped to anything would bring back memories.
Right. Could he put her in a boogie board bag and just carry her around the studio?
Yes, he could.
Oh, is he going to? That would be good.
It's my information that may well be the first one.
Well, I don't think you can profit off crime. And
but
that
on
would
the
be
US Dancing with the
that's
Stars.
That's what I'm saying.
Carol Baskins was dressed
dancing,
as a...
Yeah, she danced to Eye of the Tiger.
She was dressed as a tiger and a lion.
But isn't that just... How is that close to what you just said about Chappelle?
Well, because connecting to their past.
Mm. But she hasn't been... What? Alleged to have committed a crime, has she, Carol? Mm. Except the husband's.
People, a lot of people alleged that. Well, they alleged it.
You had her on your show.
Which hasn't been convicted.
You had
though,
it on your. You had her on your show, and
easy
I was
we have a problem.
There for the taping
Monday nights.
There was a lot. Just before she came on, you had a long chat to the panel of saying, "Hey guys, let's not mention, you know." Yeah.
Husbands.
Yeah, because people get antsy. They're getting, you know, the sphincters are tightening out in our studio, out in our production office right now. Aren't they? Look at them. Look how tight they are.
Actually, speaking of, I've got a colonoscopy next week that we're going to talk about.
She's having a colonoscopy.
Yeah, next week. So I thought we
could
talk
live
about
to
it.
That? Insta live?
Yeah, I don't know if that would be appropriate.
Do you
but
go
I'm happy
into,
to
can
talk
come
about
along?
It to raise awareness for Bowel Cancer Australia.
See?
But you guys
raise
can come
awareness.
Along. But you've got to go at the top end. You can't. I'm not letting you stand down the bottom.
So can we hold your hand? And
yeah, you can come hold my hand because I need a carer on the day, and Sean doesn't really want to take the day off work.
I would be honoured to be your colonoscopy buddy.
If you two came with me, it would actually be lovely.
Yeah,
and then people would know we're true friends, not just paid colleagues.
Yeah, but you'll be asleep, won't you?
Yeah, but I'll wake
That's a bit
up.
Weird though. We're patting you're unconscious and we're holding your hand. A colonoscopy, is it strange?
Yeah. It certainly
we'll talk
can.
About it later though, but I'll tell you all the details. Not all the details.
What's
just
that?
Oh, God.
That's what it's going to be like.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
me.
That
was me trying to have a colonic. That was a garden hose trying to get up there. I'm not putting that on. The worst moment of my life.
Because I remember, we can talk about it because it's before kids are in the car on the way to school, but you had apparently the
then most back
closed.
Into the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
the most
perfect.
Closed thing no, that the doctor had ever seen.
No, you know, I don't know if she was a doctor, but she did say.
And what did she say? You had the most closed ever, but who had she done?
She had done Lady Diana back in the day.
Beautiful.
And in all that time, she'd always been able to get the job done until I turned up. So,
when's that in the Crown?
The Today FM Morning Crew, Husey, Ed and Erin.
Guys, it's time to go to the United States. And yep. I've been saying that our producers, God, the Kim and Kanye divorce, it's looking like a $2 billion divorce.
Huge.
That fascinates me. The Britney Spears, the movement, Free Britney with the conservatorship. I watched that doco.
Well, it's dominating news headlines everywhere. Both
but
of
I
those
don't know
stories.
Nothing.
No,
we need an expert, Jackie. Well,
yes, we've got Mark Vincent Kaplan, who is a powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney, joining us on the phone right now.
Here
good
he
morning.
Is.
He's the best in the business.
He sure is.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
Good morning. How are you? Well, I don't know if it's morning or evening where you are,
it's
but it's morning.
Early morning where we are, so we're almost a day ahead of you. But in some ways, we're a long way behind because we need to be. You've got your finger on the pulse
yeah,
of
massive.
Some of the biggest showbiz stories ever, and including the Kim and Kanye divorce.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, and ladies.
But it's totally fine. I'm happy to be called anything.
Well, you got, first question is go for,
go for
okay,
it.
Okay, so Mark, first of all, this is a huge divorce. Have we ever seen anything on this kind of scale when it comes to money and divorces in Hollywood?
Well, I'm sure that, as strange as it may sound, having two billionaires married to each other in California is nothing that in this day and age is that much out of the question. But certainly this is one of the larger entertainment couples as far as their prospective wealth. So.
Yeah, Silicon Valley is full of billionaires. Often there's one billionaire and then they get divorced, then there's two billionaires.
That's very true.
Yeah.
But usually a billionaire will go for someone who's kind of poor but really hot.
A billionaire man would. A billionaire woman probably, maybe they would as well, and they should. It's absolutely, billionaire women should go for hot, poor guys.
You know, you keep in mind that although I haven't represented Kanye, I haven't represented Kim. I did represent one of Kim's former husbands, Damon Thomas, who is a rap producer.
Oh.
However, I would be absolutely astounded if before they were married, they didn't enter into a very complex and compendious prenuptial agreement that protects both of their assets. I think when you have, although Kanye is supposedly worth north of $1 billion and Kim is worth just south of $1 billion. When you have two people married with that kind of wealth, they're not really that concerned about making sure that their spousal support or their needs are going to be met in the event of a divorce. So as far as fighting over properties, I don't know. I don't know what their prenuptial agreement provides for. If they created businesses during marriage, that's a different issue. But the only thing that you cannot do in a prenuptial agreement in California is limit a future child's right to the amount of child support they receive. So that's the only thing that is taboo that can't be touched.
Yeah, right.
And you're right, you make a good point. When you've got that much money, you're not going to be fighting over dollars and cents type thing. It's probably more for them about children and custody.
Back
and
to though, kind of in that previous case that you dealt with, was Kim, was she real hard ass on keeping as much money as she can, or was she generous?
I can't really speak to that about that former case. She was certainly in a different financial universe than she is in now.
Yeah, right. Universe.
Speaking of former cases, what about Britney Spears? You've represented Britney
or Kevin Federline? I believe you represented Kevin Federline.
I represented and still do represent Mr. Federline, her former husband.
God, this is fascinating.
What are your thoughts on what she's going through at the moment and the fact that her father has control essentially of her assets and her financials?
Well, the conservatorship that has been in place now for in excess of 10 years came into place shortly after Britney had that very famous and publicly viewed meltdown in the context of the divorce case and custody case that was ongoing. And I can tell you, because it's public record, that her finances were in quite a state of turmoil at that time. I also know that since the conservatorship has been in place for, I think it's probably almost 12 or 13 years, even though it's called a temporary conservatorship, from what I hear reported is that her estate is worth north of $60 million. So in that regard, I think it's probably served her well in that regard.
Yeah, and, it doesn't deserve the flack it's getting.
Yeah, well, whether or not she's capable of managing her own finances, I don't know. I mean, first of all, she didn't have a conservatorship, you have to believe. It's not like she's going to be balancing a checkbook every month. She'd have gone and hire what other wealthy people or people of means do. They hire a business manager and they find agreements and checks. So that I don't know. But as far as her, you know, seems to be this Free Britney movement that she's somehow being held against her will and is trying to get out secret dyslexic-based messages on a Scrabble board. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that she, living in Los Angeles, it's not as if this is some sort of fascist gulag where in order to get a message out you have to write it in code on the back of a piece of birch bark and throw it over to a waiting
She's not locked in the basement,
side of the
she?
Fence.
No, yeah, exactly. You make a good point. Yeah. Now, Kevin Federline, who you currently represent, has children with Britney. Sorry, is that the
Federline?
Wrong one?
I think his name's Federline.
Okay, well, anyway.
Put an X-ray in there.
Let me start again.
Yeah.
So Kevin Federline. Kevin Federline, who you still represent, has children with Britney.
Yeah.
Yes. So he, I don't think it matters how nasty a divorce is. You're always going to care about the mother of your children because, you know, they're his children's mother. Does he still have contact with Britney? Is there, you know, with the kids, what's that relationship like at the moment? Does he have faith that she's okay?
Well, they have shared custody of two young teenage boys. And although Kevin has the primary custodial allocation of time with the kids, he never has tried to unreasonably preclude or interfere with Britney seeing the boys or the boys seeing Britney. Kevin's relationship with Britney is a good relationship at this time. And the conservatorship, while probably provide some degree of security that things are in an organized and structured environment when the boys are in the custodial care of mom. If the conservatorship wasn't there, we'd have to reevaluate whether there has to be certain things in place.
So Britney is still paying child support, though, yep?
Yeah, Britney pays child support to Kevin.
Yep.
Well, what does Kevin do these days? Is he what's his
primary business these days?
Kevin does a lot of DJing. He's got various projects going on he pursues all over, and he's always fairly busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for your time. You are a superstar, we know.
Absolutely. That, of course, is Vincent Kaplan, powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney. Thank you for your time.
Cheers, Matt.
The Today FM
Morning Crew Catch Up. Peter Overton said something, I think it was around 6:30, it just blew my mind. He dropped and departed with it. There was no chat about it.
No.
But this really? Is to do with the life expectancy of different areas of Sydney. Have a listen to this.
There's a new link between where you live and your life expectancy. Research reveals a two-decade difference between Sydney's west and north. According to the data from Adelaide's Torrens University, the median age of death for residents at Mount Druitt, Silverwater and Homebush is late 60s. 88 is the life expectancy for people in Castle Hill in the northwest, Gordon on the North Shore and Narrabeen on the northern beaches.
And we'll just move on.
Oh my
but that
gosh.
Bloom, that is that's 20 years of difference.
It's a huge difference.
That is actually really, really
let me
sad.
Give you the straight
unbelievable.
Up, let me give you a couple of straight up comparisons.
Yeah.
Narrabeen, 88. St Clair, 70. Willoughby, 88. Mount Annan, 70. Life expectancy.
It's just...
See, that is actually terrifying. And we know that in a lot of... It's awful.
I like it. We've got Gladys Berejiklian coming up. We've got to ask her about it.
Absolutely. Where you live should not determine how long you live for. And we know there's already differences when it comes to Indigenous Australians. This is incredible.
Here we go. St Ives, 87. Silverwater, 68.
What?
I'm just pointing out that Randwick is the top.
I was waiting for you to do that, where you live.
After I've just been all emotional and passionate about it. But where I live is actually the highest
It's just, like, so you go for a drive for what, half an hour?
Yeah.
And you lose 20 years?
Yes.
I don't know.
20 years?
That's how far it is, though.
You can drive there.
Well, no, you can do 25 minutes in the new tunnel.
Let's not worry about that. Let's not quibble about the time. When you're losing 20 years of your life, 5 minutes isn't going to make much difference.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, and it's a great question to ask Gladys. I think Pete, didn't he kind of ask her rhetorically?
Well, no. He just put it out there. He's moved on. He said, oh, that's, you know, he was, I don't know if even he knew what he just said.
I mean, he probably did.
Don't get me wrong. Pete always knows what he's saying, but he hasn't got time to drill down on it. He didn't ask for callers.
Or to editorialise live on air. The news is very succinct. It's down to a very
I know, but I would have. I was reading that news, Pete, I would have paused and said, I need a moment here. We're going to go to an ad break.
That's why you're not the 6 p.m.
news reader. I need a moment. That's great.
All right. Can we, will we ask whether people.
That we were going to do. Can you buck the trend? We want to find the oldest person in Western Sydney. Yes.
So are we going to voucher for people who call today?
Of course we do today. It's massive today, Jackie.
It is indeed.
What have we got today?
It is.
What have we got today, guys? Where are the vouchers from?
It's $100.
Is it Iconic? Is it Aldi? Is it Kmart?
Is it Coles?
Where's it from, guys?
Not on the list.
Are we giving away vouchers today? Come in, Bryce. We can't hear you, mate. You're through the glass. Don't do sign
menu
language.
Log. We've got menu log vouchers to give away.
$100. That's amazing. But even if you're not old, but you know someone who is, give us a call.
Yeah, do you know someone old from Western Sydney to inspire everyone else who lives in Western Sydney that you can get through there and
that
make
you can
it?
Get over the age of 68.
All right, Sharon. Who you got, Sharon?
My grandfather is turning 87 this year, and he lives in Eastern Creek, which is right next to Mount Druitt. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Near the raceway. Near the raceway.
What's his name, Chaz?
Better get over there.
What's his name?
Lindsay.
Oh, that's good on you, Lindsay.
And he's outliving people in St. Ives.
Yep.
You know, not all of them, but he's outliving some of them.
Hopefully, yeah.
Good stuff. Thanks, Sharon.
And she gets a menu log.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Give it to your dad. I reckon that'd be nice.
Courtney, who you got?
My nan, she lived until 90 and was in Camden her whole life.
Boom.
Oh, beautiful.
90.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know what you're thinking, Yuzi. She's no longer with us, though, is she?
No, but 90. She's above. She's way above the medium age in the north. So, you know, we're absolutely including her.
West.
No, even the north. No, she's 87.
Yes.
She's way above that with 90. She's 3 years above their medium in the north.
No worries. Let's go to the next one.
What? No, I've got that right. I know she's in the west, mate. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about people in the west beating people in the north.
It was confusing.
Well, but you know I what? Think you we've made explained your point
it.
Now.
It was confusing.
You know? I stand by what I said.
Kelly and Penrith, who have you got for us?
Hi. So my grandmother is about to have her 91st birthday.
Bang.
She lives in Langley, which is next to Blacktown.
Yes. Oh,
love it.
Give her a happy birthday shout out. What's her name, Kel?
Anna.
Oh,
is she in perfect health?
She is. She says She's fine as long as she's sitting down.
Yeah.
It's
like me.
I love that.
Sitting
like
down that. Is great. Yeah. As long as you can sit down, you're okay.
And lie down is good too for sleep.
I imagine lying down. I mean, if she can sit down, I'm sure she can lie down.
Well, not everyone, because, yeah.
Yeah, some people have sore backs. Exactly. Jack's got a terrible back.
I do.
Has problems lying down.
No, I'm not in my 90s.
Yeah.
No,
that doesn't bode well for your future, Jack. Yeah.
And he lives in the Shire. He's a goner.
All right. David from St. Mary's, round us out, mate. Who have you got?
Well, mate, I got my wife's grandmother who lived a very healthy life up until last year and passed away at the age of 98.
Yeah. And where did she live?
Yeah. St. Mary's.
Boom.
Oh, beautiful. That this is inspiring.
Come
stuff.
On.
We're giving hope.
Come on, the West.
Thanks, David. But today I found
Morning Crew. It is Friday. Let's get some things off our chest.
Fuck you, Friday. I don't know.
13-10-60, you get on the phone, you tell us what's been irking you, you give it a good forking, you walk away with $100 to spend at Menu Log, plus your Keep Cup and Calico bag.
I'm going to start last night at the Comedy Store. You guys came along. Great to have you there.
Yes.
In the audience. We're going to talk about that later on.
Yes.
But backstage, I'm hanging out with a couple of comedians who said that they were at the gym together yesterday and then they went into the sauna of the gym together.
What?
And then they started talking smack about other blokes who'd gone to the sauna and sat there and they were annoyed at these other blokes in the sauna because they were overweight and they were like rubbing stuff on themselves.
Hang on.
But I'm like, you know what? If you're in a sauna,
yep.
You do not judge other men in the sauna.
That's all women.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's right.
That's powerful.
Anyone weird enough to hang out in a sauna
yes.
has to deal with other weirdos in the sauna.
Real talk.
Fuck you,
real talk.
Sauna
fuck
judges.
You. Let's get them on. Let's get one of them on powerful. On Monday because I'm shocked by that story.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It is.
I said to him, I said, mate, no.
No.
You don't get to do that.
So you didn't enable the conversation because sometimes you just go along with it because it's easier. No, did you call them out?
I took a stand.
Thanks, mate.
You know? Yeah,
thank you, mate.
On behalf of all people who are awkward in saunas.
Are you a sauna goer?
No.
No, you don't look like someone who goes to a sauna.
I like to just stand out on the outside and look in.
Still on.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Fernwood, by the way.
She did a joke.
She did a good joke.
Well, it was a sponsor integration.
Yeah, it was good.
I am commercial and funny.
Go to Fernwood and you'll be able to catch Ed Cavalier out the window just looking in.
Now I'm outside the gym in a towel. Okay, who's else who wants to fork something?
Maddie.
Maddie from Londonbury. What do you want to fork?
People that take their sick kids to playground. If they're too sick for school, don't take them to the playground.
You know, my son had a little sniffly nose, and we've just banned him from local parks out of courtesy to others. It gets better, Maddie.
Just
first
put
day
a
we
mask
go.
On
no,
him.
First day we go back. There's a kid coughing. I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, but I have been guilty, and I've got the tissue, and I'm trying to wipe in between swide wides.
Oh God!
So slide rides.
No, you're a bad person.
No, I'm not a bad person because every other kid at the park had the same sniffles.
No, they didn't.
When does
not
your
before
child?
You got there.
You know what?
When
not
does
before
your child
you
not
there?
Have a sniffle?
I'm happy for your kid to go there, but if he's got snot out of his nose, you wipe that snot.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents who think that it's cute that their kids are snotting everywhere.
Oh, yuck.
Look at your kid. He's got snot all over his face. Deal with it. Yep. It's disgusting.
It's feral, isn't it?
Thank you, Maddie. Give it to him, Maddie.
Fuck you, people who take sick kids to parks.
Maddie could be Prime Minister.
Yeah, like
Georgina
Maddie.
From Parramatta. What do we got?
Was that me? Was that Georgina?
Yes.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah,
pretty good.
So, segment right at the right time. I was driving into work this morning, 70 zone. There's a sign that says speed camera up ahead. Everyone in front of me hits their brakes and now I'm going 40.
Oh,
there was a story about, I could get this for later, there was a story about this on the news last night, the amount of money that's been raised since they took away the warnings.
Mm. Yeah, she doesn't like the warning. No, she wants people to do a 90 so she can get to work. She doesn't care about them getting the fines.
Give it to them.
Fuck you people that brake when you see a sign that says
70? Fuck you people who don't want to lose your license.
No, but it's like when you see a police car, everyone just suddenly goes 30k under the limit because they're terrified of police cars. It's like, you go the limit and you go next to the car and you look them in the eye.
And you say, my partner's a detective.
You say, pull me over.
We'll sort it out down the track. Yeah. I won't get it in trouble.
I'll get it erased off the system.
Yeah.
That's a joke, by the way. That has never happened. I've never had that.
You've never gone to Darren. Yeah, sorry.
No,
I was doing 300 in a 30 zone.
No, but I have had
an
issue
tickets to
with
the, you know,
a tunnel.
Channel 9 News.
I've had an issue and I have been to traffic school.
Yeah, good.
Oh. But we should talk about that another time because it's quite priced. All right.
The Today FM morning crew, Husey, Ed and Erin.
If you message Erin Molan on her inbox, she might just ring you on the way home.
I actually have done that before.
I know, yeah. That's why I said
she
it.
She likes, right. Can I say this? She has a rule. She likes words, she prefers pictures. So, what happened the other day, that's what she says constantly. Erin Molan, I like words, but I prefer pictures.
What if she gets pictures that...
No, because I get blurry pictures and it's like a Russian roulette when I click on it.
You can't say that.
I don't know, mate.
No, say that for me, not her.
I like pictures
all right,
above,
hang on. I'll take it back.
Above
Dave Hughes.
A certain height on a body.
Dave Hughes. He likes words. He prefers pictures.
Pictures says...
Paints. 1,000 words.
No, come on.
Unfortunately, recently, there was a real issue when Amy Shark came in and we found with her fantastic new song, who were written with Ed Sheeran, and Keith Urban is playing on that as well.
He's in on Monday, Keith Urban. Yeah,
yes, he is too. How exciting.
And then the discussion became about how Russell Crowe helped get that song across the line, and then this happened.
Has he changed his number recently? Because he's, for me, he's definitely changed his number for me. Has he changed it for you, Erin? Have you had any contact with him?
Okay, so Russell and I are actually very good friends, like legitimate. And the last message I sent is still sitting there unread.
What I can do is just, I guess we can check, like, because he definitely, I mean, he wrote back to me yesterday.
Would you?
So, Orkies.
So it was very, very awkward.
But we have an update.
And I've been thinking about it. Like, I didn't think it would impact me in the way that it did. But the last few, since it happened, I've thought about it daily. Like, what did I say wrong? Mm. Where did it go wrong?
Right,
did he read something that hurt him? Have I said something?
Yeah, what have you
that,
done to Russell?
Yeah, what have I done? And then I thought, is it now my affiliation with you two? Because Husey,
he
likes you, Ed. But Husey, I mean, you send him a message and you didn't reply. And then I thought maybe he's just grouped you and me together. As
No, I go way back with Russell. But I was desperately trying to get him on my TV show.
That was so bad.
It was embarrassing.
Mate, I had Stormy Daniels. We didn't know if she was going to turn up. And they said, we need someone else. I said, I'll message Rusty.
Yeah, see, that's
sad.
Where it all went
down. Everyone in the meeting said, do it now. I said, I'm doing it. And then he changed his number.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, we have an update.
So last night I get home from the comedy club, which was great.
And what happened?
8:53 p.m. I get a text from an unknown number, like a number that came up unknown
it's
to
one
me.
Of those people you'd
I'm not going to read it all out because
well,
it's
just read
it's
some
private,
of it. Just give us something.
Just a little bit.
It starts with how's things.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
And then it ends with your thoughts.
Yep. Get to the crucial
question
bit.
Mark. And then I wrote back, sorry, who's this?
Who dis?
Well, I wrote kind of in proper English, though. I wrote, who is this?
Yeah, I know, but it's a who dis. People say who dis.
Yeah, but I wrote, sorry, who is this?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll just paraphrase.
If we're going to be truthful.
It was a who dis moment. What did they say?
Ha-ha, RC.
Oh, and that's not Royal Cola, is it?
So the number has been changed. Husey, did you get
No, no, no. Well, see, this is...
And now it's... Yep, you're out.
I don't think the number's been changed.
No, no, it has.
We've then...
No.
Okay.
So the number's been changed because a new number came up in your phone?
Yes, but no, this is the issue. As we progressed in our conversation, I kind of said, you know, he said, what have you had my number saved as? And it was actually saved as an email. So even though I was getting text, it was coming from his email. And I said to him, I'd sent you a couple of messages that you hadn't responded to. And then I resent him the Amy Shark photo. And he loves her because he just thinks she's amazing, as we all know. But, yeah, so I think maybe his phone was having technical issues. I think he might still like you.
Should I press – is he back on the email number?
Try.
Should I press
– No, I don't think
I reckon you should try.
He said his feed with me did not feature the last two messages I sent. So I think the email number has died.
So just try.
Is that what you had the email number?
I'm going to go, hey, mate.
Oh, God, could you not ruin it again?
You're going to... Hey, mate, now.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Heard you got a new number.
Oh, God,
it
didn't send. I just saw the red thing come up, not delivered,
not
blocked.
Delivered.
Oh, God, he's blocked you.
He's blocked.
See, it's better for me if we're not...
I need to talk through you then.
No.
Husey's in a dark place. Say Husey's in a dark place. He's thinking about admitting himself to hospital.
I don't want to jeopardize my relationship with him for you. I just don't. Sorry, I don't.
Yeah, but is he paying you? Not that I am, but...
Why would he be paying you?
Is there cash coming from
Russell? No, why would there be cash coming from Russell?
No, but you might be doing a thing together through the... No, I'm not saying... Why would he...
Through the week?
Don't make that weird. Well, I'm
no
saying.
No wonder he doesn't want to hang out with you.
Yeah,
your first message is, are you paying Aaron on the side?
The Today FM morning crew catch up.
And we love to feel good on a Friday, so let's talk about feel good stories.
Well, let's hear from people who make the community feel good through their selfless work. Who have we got in?
Yeah, from the Silver Coin Project, the silvercoinproject.com, we've got Jenny and Darko. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in.
We really appreciate it.
For people who don't know the Silver Coin Project, what do you do?
Basically, we help kids in public schools in the MacArthur area, so whatever they need to get the best education possible.
How did you start this? Because I first came across this. You have a donation box that was stolen and tampered with, and you tagged me on Instagram, and I saw that the case was solved, which is wonderful. But as I started to look at what you did, I just thought, this is incredible. So why are you so passionate about helping kids in that area?
We actually started out a long time ago with the homeless of Sydney, and we found that they were just getting younger and younger. So we went to our kids' school and spoke to their principal and said, what's the problem with kids not coming to school? And a lot of it was lack of food, no uniforms, wrong shoes. And we didn't realise how big that problem was in our area until we really looked into it. And it was quite big. So we kind of, silly us, went, let's do something about that. And then that's where our passion came from.
So let's give kids what they need to be able to go to school and get an education.
Yeah. Absolutely, so basically we supply them uniforms, shoes, backpacks. We pay for their excursions, camps for the kids who are the adults at home. We give them respite away from home for a couple of days.
So that's if they're carers or they're looking after parents or siblings.
Because a lot of the kids in our community are caring for their disabled families they're looking after their siblings if mum and dad are sick and things like that.
And it might sound almost like if you don't have the right shoes or the right uniform, well, it doesn't matter. But when you're a kid, it does matter, doesn't it? It matters to kids to feel like they belong.
Yep. Absolutely. Like, we teach our kids to stand out, but some of the kids just actually want to fit in. And that's the reason why we do it.
How young are some of the kids that you're helping?
We help kids from kindy up to year six. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just to think that primary school kids are having to look after their guardians because their guardians are struggling. That's just heartbreaking, isn't it, to think that it goes that way?
Some of the kids in our schools have absolutely horrific home lives that none of us would ever, ever know how that works. And then we expect these kids to go to school and sit and learn when they're the parent at home, and the parent at home doesn't tell them what to do and how to do it and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, life is hard enough, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
When you've got a good home life, life is challenging and hard. But if you're going home where there's abuse or there's real poverty or there's drug and alcohol abuse, it is so easy to become part of that cycle.
Exactly. And we are currently partnered with 22 schools in MacArthur that we work with. And each school...
Can you give a shout out to some of the schools?
I've got a list of
them. Yeah, let's do it. Let's shout out the school.
Free pair.
Here we go.
Let's give a shout out to our foundation school, which was Sackville Street Public School in Ingleburn, which is where our daughter Sarah actually works now.
Hello, Mrs. Risky.
They were fantastic. Yeah. So we've got things like Glenwood Public School. We've got Ambervale Public School. We've got Rose Meadow, Thomas Acres. A lot of the more lower income schools.
Yeah, can they reach out? Can schools reach out? The silvercoinproject.com. I'm imagining if there's other schools listening now, they could be able to reach out and get involved.
Yep, definitely.
And now, so just back on this, so Ingleburn Shopping Village was where the box was.
That's correct, yes.
And we won't go into the ins and outs of who, what, why, and where and anything. Yep. And point is, box was there, box got stolen, box got destroyed. That's sort of where it was.
Yep, that's
how much money do you think you had in the box at the time?
About $100 worth, I think, thereabouts.
Which
usually,
is a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you need a new box, don't you?
We do. However, we will say that it was a horrible thing that happened. And same thing, we're not interested in looking at all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
The good that came out of that bad situation was really heartwarming for us.
Absolutely.
Our community lost their minds, and it was them who found the person. It was them who have replaced the money that was stolen. And it was them. We had a lovely group of Campbelltowners who did a fundraiser for us, and they raised $800 to get towards getting the box fixed.
They rallied around us, basically.
It's our community in Campbelltown. Campbelltown gets a bit of a dodgy rap at times, but if you go out there and you spend time out there with those people, yes, we have our crazies.
Yeah, everywhere does. Does.
And they add to the. I've got them in this studio. Yeah, exactly.
They add to the character of any area.
But our Campbelltown community is the best community, and we are so proud to be part
Absolutely.
Of that.
So if people want to help, and I get very emotional at the thought of a child struggling, just makes me feel physically ill. And I just think what you do is incredible. But if people want to help you, because we wanted to get you on and raise awareness, how can they help you?
We don't like asking for things, for money and things like that. Jenny and I always say that we will do our job. Excuse me.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
And basically the money will come. But in this time with COVID and stuff, we have had 3 times the amount of requests than we normally do. So, you know, we do need finances, basically, financial support, I think. But the biggest thing for us will probably be just to like our Facebook page or our Instagram.
Talk to your friends about it. Say you heard it on word, this show. Silvercoin.com, is it?
Mm-hmm. Silvercoin Project.
Silvercoinproject.com.
Silvercoinproject.com. We'll, of course, link it to all of ours. But, we're inspired by your story.
Yeah. Look, so you have got a new box, yeah? The box.
Not yet, no. We've still got the box. We just have to get it fixed.
We are going to cover that for you. We're going to get your box
fixed. How big is the slot going to be
good
for
question.
The box?
That's a good question.
Yeah, is it going to be, how big is it? Is it a big slot for your box?
It's a big box. It's got millimetres long. Slot.
No, yeah, but
there's
a slot big.
It's a little slot.
There's a few little slots at the moment, and they were all damaged individually, so we would like to get one with one medium-sized slot, I guess.
I think you might need a big slot for your $5,000 check that we're going to put in your box.
Oh, my goodness. So, lucky we've got a big box. Lucky the box is big. Might come out wrong.
No, that was exactly what we wanted to say.
No, thank you guys so much. We're more than happy to donate $5,000 to hopefully get it up. And as you said, you need fun. No, thank you so much.
And just for people, you know, just say the awareness, as Erin was saying, the awareness of kids and how tough they can do it. Yep. And, you know, if everyone's mindful of what people can go through and think about the situations that they're in before you judge their behaviour. And well done, everyone.
All right. Just so you guys all know that Darko and I both work real day jobs.
Yeah.
So we do this charity stuff on our spare time. So 100% of anything that is raised to us goes to our project.
That's great.
Simple. I'm going to clap that. That is a beautiful thing.
You are heroes. We love you.
Silvercoinproject.com. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Gladys Berejiklian, welcome to the show, and we have been dancing.
Hi, Gladys.
We've been dancing.
I hate to spoil the party.
Yep.
I hate to spoil the party. You can only dance at weddings. 30 to
yeah,
time.
Well, you know what the fact is.
Oh, that's awkward.
You can't go to a dance party just yet.
But we had a wedding in here. We didn't have it on air because.
Hey, okay. Congratulations to our big couple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, that's really awkward. Do we not have a production team that does research?
Yeah, we got
about that?
Don't worry. Two of our producers got married. It's all good. They're fine. Don't worry about it. They're good.
And,
they're happy.
And Gladys, they'll have a good life.
In all seriousness, it's an incredible, incredible sign that we've gone so many days without a community transmitted COVID case. Thank you and well done to you, for starters.
Oh, no, it's the New South Wales team. I can't take credit for it. And also the public. Whenever we ask people to get tested, whenever we ask people to live a certain way, everybody's responded. So I'm so grateful. The public's just been fantastic.
Can I ask Gladys, I put a tweet out a little while ago saying you're doing an amazing job. Did you see that, Gladys?
I didn't see it. And make it nicer, and then that way.
Yeah, it's got to be nice.
It was the nicest tweet I've ever done about a politician.
Do you not look at any of that, Gladys? Like your accounts on socials? Because I can imagine, you know, there's people, particularly when it comes to politics, there's a lot of different views. People can be abusive. I know that. Do you just not look?
I don't look.
I'm going to read it out. I know, but the good ones.
In my head, I'm doing the right thing. So I don't really care.
Absolutely.
I don't try to look.
The tweet was, there is absolutely no doubt that Gladys Berejiklian is an amazing leader. That's
Thank
what I
you.
Said.
Thank you. I really love that. Thank you.
Would have
you
liked
so
a
much.
Like from you, but.
You know what? I'll get my office right onto it.
That's huge.
Yeah, great. That's
huge.
Heartfelt. Are we going to war with Queensland? Because I think we should. They've got 30 million bucks of ours and we want it back. That's fair, isn't it, Gladys?
I think it's fair. And we're doing our bit for the nation. We're letting all the Aussies back home through Sydney Airport. And all our, and you know what? Let's think about all the staff, the cleaners, the health workers, the police, working with people who've got COVID every day, welcoming back Aussies, and Queensland can't even pay us what they owe us.
Yeah, so for that politician to rip up the bill was rank.
It was cheap.
It is actually really poor form.
It's not even the money. Like, it's the principle.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, guys, have you been particularly annoyed about the attitude of, well, Anastasia Palaszczuk, for starters, but we're in the midst of a pandemic. There are bigger things at play than politics. And some of the stuff, I think, has been pretty lowbrow.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to comment too much on that. I don't want to start another fight. But I will say this, that all I can say is I'm proud of New South Wales. We've tried to keep things as open and as normal and as functioning as possible. We've tried to be respectful to all Australians, not just people who live in our state. And, you know, sometimes that's not returned, but that's okay. As they say, turn the other cheek. We do what we think is right. We keep our citizens healthy and safe. And that's what matters.
But also bringing back five times the amount of anyone else and housing them and keeping the COVID, no matter what strain it is, whether they're the more virulent ones, you've kept them, you know, in-house. You know, it hasn't jumped out of quarantine.
No, hardly at all.
Yeah.
So far, so good. And if I could put a plug into the vaccine, because I know some people, especially young people, are saying, I don't need it, I shouldn't take it. God. But when it's everybody's turn to take it, I would please consider taking it, because it keeps, don't worry about yourself. At least you know then your chance of passing it on to someone you love is vastly reduced.
Thank you. Do it for someone.
And that's what matters. You don't have to do it for yourself. Do it for your parents, your grandparents, your loved ones, people you might come into contact with, because that will allow us to get back in the air and go overseas, to do all the things we want to do. And New South Wales, I want us to be the first state that actually gives our citizens all these extra freedoms. And I'll be able to make those decisions on behalf with the government, obviously, together, once we have a certain, you know, part of our population that gets vaccinated. Yeah. So I do say to people, I know there's a lot of stuff out there, but I just say it's safe.
Hang on. But Gladys, let's stop there. I know there's a lot of stuff up there. No. What there is a lot of rubbish. And what there is a lot of rubbish, and then you end up with people going to rallies because of nonsense that they've read predominantly on social media sites by former television chefs. I mean, what have we become? It's an absolute, it's a joke.
Look, if people have concerns, we've got to respect that. You've got to respect it and provide them with information. But at the end of the day, again, it's not about us personally. It's about people around us.
You're too nice to them, Gladys. They're morons.
But even people like the airlines might be saying you can't go overseas unless you've got the vaccine.
Good.
Right? So that's a good incentive,
now,
right?
Yeah. On another topic, Gladys, I just need to ask you about something Peter Overton said on the news last night, that the median age of death in Sydney's
average life expectancy
is in Sydney's west compared with Sydney's north. There's a 20-year difference between the west and the north. Gladys, did that surprise you, and how do you react to that?
Oh, look, I'm always wary of surveys, but of course there is no doubt that people who don't have good access to health and education and all those things have a poorer quality of life, and that's why our job as citizens, as a government, is to provide that equality of opportunity. So I always feel really strongly about all the schools we're building. I say every child, no matter where they live, should have the best education they can to then be what they want to be, because that means they've got a better chance of getting a job, being healthy, having a good quality of life.
So, yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It goes back to equality of housing, education, health. When people are denied those opportunities or aren't able to support themselves or help, or get help that they need, that's when you get those discrepancies. And it's not just in some locations where people might live, but also in our Indigenous communities or other communities. We really do need to lift standards across the board. And that's why, you know, I'm in this job, because I feel passionately about giving a quality of opportunity to improve quality of life and expectancy and all those things.
Is that a failure in government and not yours, and probably not even the one or two prior governments of the past that haven't invested as much in Western Sydney as they should have? Is this a failure?
Can I say generally Western Sydney is a success story in New South Wales? It's the fastest growing region. It's got greatest increase in quality of life issues generally across the board. Like, can I say, go the tradies in Western Sydney. They are doing amazing. And in addition to all the professionals, all these major companies have now set up their head offices in Parramatta. And Western Sydney is changing, and we're building a brand new city at the Western Sydney Airport, out at what we're calling it the Aerotropolis, but right out west. And Western Sydney is changing, but it doesn't mean there are still pockets of disadvantage all across the state, all across Australia.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think, and it's not just governments that have to step up, because sometimes, and it's not even the money you throw at something, but, you know, can I say we don't, you know, we still haven't solved the best way to treat people with chronic mental health issues, because even if you provide someone with housing, if they can't support themselves in that environment. Right. Mm. So there's so many social issues I think all of us can do better in. It's not just governments, it's experts, it's everybody kind of putting our heads together and saying, how do we break the generations of things that don't give people as good a chance as others? But I feel really lucky because my parents were migrants, came here and said, we want a better life for you. I went to a high school, wasn't the best high school, but we worked hard. We did okay, got on with life, and then we're able to do what we wanted to do. And I want that story for everybody, that opportunity for everybody.
That is inspiring, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Right.
I was just going to say that there's been a fair bit of focus at the moment on the federal government and the culture within. There was a report out today saying that 50% of people in government agencies had witnessed kind of sexual harassment or bullying. I'm just interested in your experience as a woman who's at the top of her game in New South Wales politics. How have you found the culture?
Look, I think, look, generally, the majority of people try and do the right thing and do the right thing. But there's no doubt that we have got inherent bias in attitude against certain situations, against certain people. And I think, you know, it comes from respect. And until even cracking a joke, you know, we all like to crack jokes and stuff. But sometimes if it's done in a way which is disrespectful, it leads to create certain attitudes. And I'm big on this because things escalate to a state where people think it's okay to abuse each other or treat each other in a way that's just not on. Mm. And it happens not just in government or media or politics, but the whole range of industries. And International Women's Day is coming up, and I think we should just think about respect, language we use, how we treat each other. You can still have a laugh and joke with each other, but make it in a way that's not going to lead to things, to stereotypes being made of people.
But you wouldn't want
women...
Yeah, you wouldn't want anything. You wouldn't want anyone to keep anything from you, would you? You'd want to know all the full story in your office and in your party.
Oh, you do. But it also, can I just say thank you to all the brave people that have come forward to speak about their experience? That takes enormous guts. I don't know how courageous I'd be in that situation, but because of them, they're shining a light on what needs to have a light shone on, and all of us have to respond. And I know a lot of young people now in high schools even are starting to speak out. Because that's how you change culture. It's by highlighting it, by looking it up. And sometimes, I know in my position, people don't mean to. They're very nice and respectful, but sometimes they make a comment which is a bit sick, in my view, a bit sexist. And depending on the situation, you can't always call it out. I feel guilty if I don't always call it out. But we should, though, because it kind of, all those attitudes then lead to people treating each other a particular way. And I do worry about social media and young people. I do worry about women and young girls in particular. Mm. But it's also young boys. Let's not forget, it's the victims can be man, male or female in different circumstances, and we need to protect everybody moving forward. But congrats to all those people speaking out. Well done. It should be encouraged, and all of us should listen.
All right.
Well,
thanks,
Premier.
Well, thank you very much
so much
for your time.
Good on
see
you.
See you guys. See ya. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks. That right there was the Today FM Morning Crew Catch-Up. Get the guys weekdays from 6 on 104.1 Today FM or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Dr. V, the great-tasting, healthy energy drink with no chemicals and low sugar. There's no jitters and no crash. So quit the crap and upgrade your energy drink.
Husey, Ed and Erin Molan, 104.1 Today FM.